following is a paid program on 600 WREC.
Good morning, Memphis. Welcome to our internet listeners and podcast listeners across the 50 states. Today is March the 16th, 2024. Call us in the studio while we're live at 901-535-9732. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm your host, Joe Garner, Mortgage Loan Officer. You can connect with me at jogarner.com. Our topic today is your home renovation and your mortgage, the power of vision for a better life. Thank you to real estate attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman of Griffin Clift Everton and Mashmeyer Law Firm for sponsoring this episode of Real Estate Mortgage Shop. When you're ready to buy a home or refinance one, call attorneys Rob Drawn and Shelley Rothman at 901-752-1133 to take care of your real estate closing. For the first time in our Real Estate Mortgage Shop studio, we have home renovation expert Nicholas Sammons. He's the owner and contractor with True Vine Renovations. That's True, spelled T-R-U. Vine Renovations. Nick Sammons, you have built a great business with an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and you offer your clients so many services through True Vine Renovations. Take a few minutes here and talk about yourself and the services you offer your clients.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having us here this morning. I'm joined here this morning with one of our project managers, Cameron Ruddle, and I started True Vine in April of 2021 when we were kind of coming off the end of a pandemic there, and I had a lot of experience in the contracting industry, unfortunately a lot of bad experiences being an employee of that industry. And what I realized over the course of time was that I could take all of these experiences that I've had and change them and make it a positive experience for Memphis and the surrounding communities. And so we are based off of John 15:1-8, which is about Jesus being the true vine and how detached from him you cannot bear fruit. And so we want to make sure that we stay close to him, that we're attached to him, that we bear fruit in the work that we do. That's one of our statements that we say, where we're not just telling you how great we are, we're showing you through our daily actions. And our core values are actually based on Philippians 4:8, which are whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. And those are the kind of things and values that we want to bring into the contracting industry.
Well, I tell you, that's why I've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. We've got some great reviews out there in other places too. Nick Sammons, and how do we contact you?
Yeah, so you can find us on Facebook at Truvine HI.
Truvine HI. Okay. Well, that's Nick Sammons. We're going to be hearing more for Nick. But, you know, we're talking about clear vision. We're talking about the power of vision for a better life. And clear vision gives you endurance to get from where you want, where you are to where you want to go. And Nick Sammons, just like you help people get a vision for how they want their homes to look once they've redesigned and renovated them, I help people design their financing in the mortgage business to help make their vision a reality. And getting a vision in mind of what you yearn for in life, to look what you want your life to look like, it reminds me of something that my sales coach told me a while back. He said, Joe, when you have a clear vision, you will have greater endurance. And he told me the story, and you can find it on the web too. It's Diane Nyad's story, incredible story about vision. He told me the story about the first person known to swim from Cuba to Florida unaided. Diana tried several times to accomplish this goal and failed. Once she was attacked by a jellyfish. Another time she tangled with some aggressive sharks. I'm telling you, the woman had guts. But most of her failures came from just sheer fatigue. The final time she made the attempt to swim from Cuba to Florida, she was becoming extremely tired, just like in times past. But this time, her coach, who was on a nearby boat, looked up and started yelling to Diana, "Look up at the light. Do you see that light ahead?" Diana was so worn out as she swam. She could barely see a light in the distance, and she thought it was just the sunrise. Her coach started waving his arms and yelling louder, "That light, Diana, it's the Florida coastline. Don't give up, Diana. Keep swimming." Well, once Diana got a clear vision of the Florida coastline, a new flood of adrenaline just pushed through her. It just pushed her forward with a new endurance that bolstered her across to accomplish her vision. And by the way, for those listening out there, Diana Nyad was in her 60s when she made this record-breaking swim, so there's nothing impossible. Now, vision and having a goal and having that vision in front of you all the time is very key. Who do you want to be as a human being? What does your home and your home life look like the way you want it to be? How do you want your family situation to be? Your children? Do you want friends around you in your home? What does a typical day look like in your life? What do you want people to say about you? Well, I challenge you to build a vision board for yourself. My retired U.S. Navy line commander friend convinced me many years ago to make a vision board, and they really work. Print pictures that represent the way you want your life to look and feel, your home, your work, and more. Cut these pictures out of magazines, print pictures that you find online, paste them on your vision board. Then put your vision board where you can see it every day and just watch what happens. I've been in the mortgage business for over 30 years, and I've seen so many ways real estate has fortified a good life for my customers. And I believe that you can accomplish anything if you own real estate and enough of it. And if you buy it right and keep buying more of it, the possibilities are endless on what you can do in life for yourself and for others. Make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. I can help you find the right mortgage program, make the mortgage process easy. Connect with me, Joe Garner, mortgage loan officer, jogarner.com. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Nick Sammons of True Vine Renovations, and he's going to share with us some really good information that you need to know if you're thinking about renovating a home, repairing a home, but you're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, and we're going to be back with you in just a few moments. So we'll see you guys back in just a minute. Real Estate Mortgage Shop provides general information, not an offer to lend. Joe Garner, Talk Shop, Real Estate Mortgage Shop does not endorse 100% of the information covered on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Consult with your certified advisors before acting on any information given on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Joe Garner is a licensed mortgage loan officer, NMLS 757-308, Equal Housing Opportunity.
Hi, I'm Sherry Harper with Harper Realty in Collierville, Tennessee. You're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, I'm Your Handyman by Jimmy Jones. Boy, that takes us back several decades. But today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, we're talking about your home renovation and your mortgage, the power of vision for a better life. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator. I would love to be on your mortgage journey if you're buying a house or maybe refinancing, doing some cash out. You can connect with me at jogarner.com, and wherever your journey is in the country, I would love to be on it. In the studio, we have Nick Sammons of True Vine Renovations, and we have Cameron Ruddle of True Vine Renovations. Now, these guys know how to do it right. They've got a great reputation. They've got an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, and I have already heard good things about them over the last few years. So, Nick Sammons, how is the best way to contact you guys at True Vine?
Yeah, they can give us a call at 901-313-6424.
All right, so continuing with our topic, your home renovation and your mortgage, the power of vision for a better life. Nick, let's jump into some of your topics to people who are considering or maybe they're in the middle of a renovation project.
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the first things I want to talk about is how to choose the right contractor for a job. And a lot of people, they didn't go to customer school. So customer school is they just know what they've been taught, which is call a contractor, get an estimate, pick a guy, get the job done.
Right.
But really, there's so much more that you can do to make sure that you pick the right contractor. I know that part of me starting my business was seeing all the people who have had negative experiences mm-hmm. with contractors. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to change that. So a couple things you can do to make sure that you're choosing the right contractor. The simplest one is probably something you've heard before, which is make sure they are licensed and insured. But mm-hmm. I want to add a little bit to that, which is check their licensing with the state. That's a very easy thing to do online, is you can make sure that their license is still active and valid. There are different licenses for different things. Most people don't know that just your general handyman can only do up to $3,000 worth of work before they have to have a licensed home improvement license.
Right.
And even then, that home improvement license can only get you to about $25,000. So people who are doing these very large renovations, like a kitchen, like a bathroom, like a full home renovation, they need a licensed general contractor, which the state requires those licenses to make sure that you, the homeowner, are protected.
Right.
The second side of that is to make sure they're insured. And again, that sounds very simple. A lot of people say, well, show me your insurance. But a word of caution here. You want to call that insurance company and make sure that that person is actively insured with you. Because it's happened before where someone calls a contractor, something bad happens, and when they go to claim on their insurance, it was a fraudulent insurance form.
Or maybe it was expired.
It expired. Or I've seen before where they will buy the insurance to show it to you and they will cancel it next day. So you just want to make sure, be extra sure, take that one extra step to make sure that you are hiring someone who is licensed and insured. Mm-hmm. The second part of that is you can make sure that you have a contract with a clear scope of work. I can't tell you how many contractors come out to people's homes and it's a handshake deal or it's something written on a napkin that says, here's what we're going to do and here's how much. That does not protect the consumer. Having a contract that clearly lays out payment schedules, that lays out what it would look like if they damaged something on your home, make mm-hmm. sure that the contract not only protects the contractor, but yourself as well.
All
of those things, and then a clear scope of work, making sure you know exactly what you're getting for what you're paying. You know, having a contract that says bathroom remodel on it is a scary thing because you don't know, and that's not going to hold up in a court.
Right. You need all the specifics laid out, materials, the quality of material, and the cost, and you itemize everything, too.
Yeah, we break everything down to be as clear as possible in our scope of work, so that way everybody, there's no uncertainty. That's something that we want to take away in contracting, is one thing that we say is we want to bring peace in a world of chaotic contracting.
I love it. We need a lot of that, Nick.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, one way to do that is clear scopes of work. And the last thing is just, who do you trust? Is who understands your project needs the most? Who's taking the time to understand your motivation and why you're having this project done? What we do is very personal. We're in your most intimate spaces in your home where your family and your friends get together. And so having a contractor who understands that and can help you bring that dream, that vision, that feeling that you want in your space come to life is super important. Mm-hmm. Somebody who's trying to tell you what you should put in your own home or isn't very receptive to the reasons why you're doing something may not be the right fit for you.
I think those are all good points. And, you know, the fact that I think the key word there, too, is trust. We're spending a lot of money. We have you in our home. We're going to be living in that home. And what you do in that home is going to affect us for years. And having that element of trust is so important, Nick. That's a great point. And I know some people are probably thinking, yeah, I want to remodel my home. What's the cost today to do that?
Yeah, well, you know, we're all laughing here because it seems like the cost of everything has gone up, and contracting is especially. So, you know, the short answer to that is it really depends. It depends on who you're hiring. It depends what kind of value that you're bringing. Prices have gone up while materials and stuff have kind of leveled out a little bit.
Uh-huh.
The cost for labor has risen astronomically because the cost of living has gone up.
Right.
So, you know, when you're talking about our company in general, you're talking about a bathroom remodel. We have bathroom remodels range from $17,000 to over $100,000. We've had kitchens range from $50,000 to $125,000.
Mm-hmm. But that's where you spend most of your time.
Yes.
Is in the kitchen.
Exactly. And, you know, what we find with most people is that people's tastes aren't getting less. They're getting more expensive. And when you're thinking about this time where you spend so much time and energy in these spaces with the people that you love and you really want to evoke that feeling, it's almost impossible to put a price on that. You know, what if I ask you to recreate my dream, can you put a price on that?
Right. Well, I know some realtors can. if you're thinking about reselling that house, that's the other consideration. From the mortgage desk, I can tell you we see a difference on the appraisal values. Houses tend to appraise for a lot more if their kitchens and bathrooms have been updated.
Absolutely. Yeah, we see that a lot where people are coming in and they are making investments into their home, especially now the way interest rates and things are, more people are spending more money in their existing home to make it the way they want than just buying up.
Right, right. And we see also a big trend. We're going to talk about trends in a minute, I know, Nick, but one of the trends that I see with home renovations are people who are bringing their parents to live with them, or they're going to go live with their parents, and they need to renovate to make that happen.
Yeah, absolutely. We're actually working with a client right now building a mother-in-law suite that's being attached to the house because it's that time. It helps with costs and things are easier, and we're kind of seeing a move back towards that.
Big trends. Let's talk about trends. You have some new trends coming in 2024.
Yeah. So in 2024, there, you know, since then for the past, it feels almost like 10 years, people have loved the bright, the white, the open feeling. And those three things, those aren't going away.
Right.
But what is coming in is just a slight change in colors and feelings. I talk about feelings a lot because, you know, you want to feel like your place is a home. Mm-hmm. And so what's coming in 2024, green is making a big comeback. And wood tones as well. And we're not talking forest green. We're not talking like the dark wood. We're not really going for that warm feel again. We want it to be light and airy and peaceful. And so that green and those wood tones, that brings the feeling of nature back into your home. A lot of people feel at peace when they're outdoors. And, you know, over the past couple of years, it seems like people are going outdoors less and less. I mean, we're forced inside for who remembers how long at this point. But people want to bring that feeling of outside back inside. And so that's what we're seeing come down the line in 2024.
Wow. Well, you've got your finger on the pulse for that. What are some common maintenance practices that keep your remodel looking better for longer?
Yeah, so that's a really great question. So you spend all of this money to invest in this really nice bathroom, this really nice kitchen, whatever it may be. And so you want to make sure that it looks as good as possible for as long as possible. And I mean, the simplest thing to do is just to keep it clean. No harsh chemicals. There's a lot of harsh chemicals out there, like bleach and other things that could damage surfaces or that kind of stuff. But just keep it clean. Your bathrooms, your showers, you should be cleaning those weekly. Countertops, those types of things. Then reseal everything about every 3 to 5 years. Mm-hmm. A lot of people start talking about mold in their shower. It's normally right around that caulk line is where they want to take care of that. If they have that stuff resealed every 3 to 5 years, then you should be able to avoid that type of circumstance. And then have your contractor educate you on the cleaning and maintenance practices of the materials that you have in there. A lot of times contractors get done with the job and they just leave. You see the taillights, that's the last time you ever see them again. But having a contractor who's knowledgeable about the product that they're installing, how they can educate you on how to use it, how to clean it, that can really benefit you in the long run, making sure that this stuff lasts a really long time.
Well, and actually we have another minute or so. You were talking earlier before the show about the culture of contractors changing. Let's get into that.
Yeah, I'm super excited about this. And you know, as the boomers are getting older, a lot of them were tradesmen, and they are coming out of the trades right now. And so that is actually creating a shortage of trades because a lot of young generations have been told, go to college, get a degree, and a lot of them have avoided the trades. So I think we're seeing a trend back towards that direction where all of these young kids who are going out and getting degrees and realizing maybe it's not exactly what they thought. Now they're having opportunities to come back and to get into something like a trade and really be profitable. So, and clients as well are tired of bad contractors. Unfortunately, you know, there's a lot of good happening. There's a lot of bad that's still out there. And so clients are holding contractors to a higher standard now, which I think really needs to happen. You know, as far as the standard goes, if you pick up your phone.
You know what? I want to continue talking about this, Nick. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I'm Joe Garner, your host. I'm a mortgage loan originator, and you can connect with me at jogarner.com. We've got Nick Sammons in the house. We've got Cameron Ruddle with Truevine Renovations. How do we contact you, Nick?
Yeah, you can find us online at www.truevinerenovations.com.
We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
Hey, Joe, as a mortgage expert, what golden nuggets are in your book to guide in overcoming appraisal obstacles?
Well, in the book, we share various stories about how people got around obstacles with the home appraisal, like how to cover and deal with repairs and ways to fund those repairs after closing if needed, how to deal with low appraisal values, and more.
There's a lot more in Joe's book, Choosing the Best Mortgage, the Quickest Way to the Life You Want. Pick up your copy today at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or jogarner.com.
Hi, this is Ed Hill with Masters Roofing, Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to your host, Joe Garner.
All right, live your dream, live your life, the life you want to live. You're on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am your host, Joe Garner, and you can connect with me for your mortgage at jogarner.com, 901-482-0354. In the house, we have Nick Sammons and we have Cameron Ruddle of Truevine Renovations. How do we contact you guys?
Yeah, so you guys can find us on YouTube if you search Truevine Home Improvements.
And we're talking about your home renovation and your mortgage, the power of vision for a better life. And Nick, right before we went on break, you were still talking about the culture of contractors today. Let's pick that up real quick.
Yeah, so that this is just so important to me right now and personally where I see our company going, because we want to change the culture of contracting. And what I was talking about earlier was that clients are getting tired of these fly-by-night contractors. Mm-hmm. And so it seems that in the past, the standard was if you picked up the phone and you could show up when you said you were going to show up, you kind of had the job. And to me, that shouldn't be like the exception mm-hmm. For being a contractor. That should be the standard.
Right.
And so clients are demanding more out of their contractors. As the prices of things have gone up, no longer are they okay with just the chuck in a truck saying that they can do every single project in your home. They're demanding more value out of contractors. So that's mm-hmm. something that we strive to do, is to provide as much value as possible when we're working in your home. And as well, there's new blood that's coming into the contracting world. And so as these new guys come in, I've seen and talked to a lot of other contractors who are just now getting started. They're really mm-hmm. excited. They have a lot of great ideas that they're bringing to. And, you know, we want to help them grow and help change that culture.
Excellent stuff. How do we contact you again?
Yeah, you can give us a call at 901-313-6424.
Yep, we're talking about, I call that flight to quality, by the way. Mm-hmm. And we're seeing that some in the financing world as well. But from the mortgage desk, I want to share with you a story. It's a renovation repair loan story, and I call this guy G.I. Jerry, not his real name, obviously. But he finds his forever home, but this home needs work. So let me tell you his story. My phone was buzzing, and when I picked it up, a realtor friend was on the line. He said, Joe, you know I've been selling homes for many years, but this client, we just have to give him some extra help. The realtor, a former military veteran, told his elderly client, who was also a veteran, that he could help him. Well, after his years in the military, our customer, G.I. Jerry, spent most of his life driving an 18-wheeler. You know, G.I. Jerry had never bought a home because he stayed on the road all the time. Now, he was a widower and he was retired. The restless feeling he had fought off over the years since getting out of the military, that was really tugging on him at this time. He wanted to have his own home where he could put his feet up on his own front porch. Well, a few years went by and Jerry would go look at houses for sale. There were some really big ones, he said. There were some really pretty ones, but they did not feel like home to me. That's what he said. Well, one day Jerry convinced his realtor friend to take him to see a home that had been sitting on the market for several months. The realtor advised Jerry that the old house was a waste of time. He said, "Jerry, it's abandoned. It's in terrible condition. No lender is going to want to lend on that house." But when Jerry stepped through the front doorway, his mind and his heart resonated with this blissful, secure feeling of being home. He told the realtor, and later he told me, he said, "No rhyme, no reason. I just felt peace when I stepped through the door. I knew I can rest here. I was finally home." Well, the roadblock for Jerry was the condition of the old home. The realtor and our mortgage team went to work, though. We helped him get a good contractor with an itemized bid on what it would cost to fix up the old place, and it was a lot. We ended up getting Jerry approved for a special mortgage product. It's the FHA Government 203K Renovation and Repair Loan, so that he could go ahead and close on his home. And then part of the money that he got on the loan would go into an escrow account. And as the repairs were being done by the licensed general contractor, they would take draws on this repair escrow account. And gradually, as the work completed, you know, he drew down all of that money. The key for him was that he could buy the home, even though it had all kinds of structural stuff that had to be done. I mean, it was almost $100,000 worth of work on that house. But he could buy the house today and do the repairs over a six-month period. He got it done in less than 6 months, and he would not be putting his money into a home that he did not own. So this was the perfect, perfect home sweet home, home forever home sweet home for G.I. Jerry. And if Jerry did not use that special renovation repair loan, he would have been caught in a big catch-22 because the lender would not give him a mortgage on that house until the structural sanitation and security of the home repairs had been done. But Jerry would not be able to do the repairs until he owned the home. So that's how he got around the catch-22. That's how you can get around the catch-22. What do you want to accomplish with your mortgage? Let's make your plan, work your plan. If the deal works for you today, we can do it today. You can call and let me hear your story. You can call me, text me, 901-482-0354. And if hey, you can also connect with me at jo@jogarner.com. And you know, Nick, there's so many stories.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, what I picked up out of this is how this home gave him peace.
Yes.
And I've talked about peace a couple times. We want peace in your home, and how having the right loan can really make you feel at peace and making the right decision, and how important that is.
Well, and you know, it does. It resonates with what you said earlier, you know, about the peaceful feeling. You want to feel peace. You want to feel confident in what you're doing, why you're doing it, and who you're doing it with. So Absolutely, that was the story for G.I. Jerry. Well, I've got another client story. I call these my Hall of Fame clients. I change the names. I change a little bit about the details to protect their privacy. But this is Lyndon Lacey's story. I call it 4-Bit Budget, Big Dreams, and a Brilliant Idea. And Lyndon Lacey reached out to me via email. She was a first-time homebuyer with big dreams, but with a limited amount what she could pay for a house note. Well, kudos to Lyndon. She took full inventory of what income she had coming in and what hard-earned money was going out each month to pay her bills. When she came in, she said, "I know the max I can pay on a on a house payment, and I know I can't pay more than $5,000 down." Well, that set our limitation, and we went to work and looked for the right mortgage product that was going to help Lyndon stay within her comfort level. She knew what she wanted for her house. She knew the general area where she wanted to live, and all the built-in gadgets she wanted, the bonus room over the garage workshop, the sitting areas with a view so she could have a place to call home. But the problem was, the home she wanted would tie her down with a monthly payment that was way about $300 a month over her budget. And the down payment with the cost and everything, all the down payment costs and all of that would strap her. It was going to take her way over her comfort level on a move-in cost. Well, her voice wavered a little bit. Enthusiasm was dying off to a kind of a resigned sigh. And she said, I know what I want, but I can't afford it. Well, I shared with her a personal story of mine and another couple of stories of clients who had bought a home that wasn't everything they wanted, but had everything, all the potential to be that over time. As she made extra bonuses at work, got a tax refund, she could begin to gradually renovate and repair this house into what she wanted. And that's what Lacey did. That's what Lyndon Lancey did. She eventually finished out the room over the garage and made her workshop. It didn't happen on day one, but it was like a new house every time, Nick. She did a repair. It was like she celebrated. It was like she had a brand new house. Mm-hmm. She upgraded some things in the kitchen, and she added some gadgets over time, and it was just such a celebration for her. But I would say to our listeners out there, if the house you want, and you know what you want, it's over your budget, let's get together. There's down payment assistance programs. There's bond programs out there that have lower than market interest rates that will help you stay within your budget. There are special programs like 2-1 buy downs where you can start out two interest rates below the market, go to one interest rate below the market the next year, and eventually, hopefully, be able to refinance into what you want. There are all kinds of things we can explore to help you get to the life you want. So bring your vision for what you want. Bring your questions. Let's go on exploration and get it done. But anyway, we had a good time with Lyndon, and we celebrated at her closing. And our conversations had sparked even more ideas, and she gave me some ideas. So, hey, we can talk about what you want to do. Now, if you want to buy a home and it has needed repairs on it, most mortgage products, the underwriters are going to require certain repairs to be done before closing, like structural repairs, things that are going to negatively affect the habitability of the home. There are multiple ways to get around this challenge. So you can call me if you have that situation. You're looking to buy a house, you're looking to sell a house, or you're looking to refinance a house that has repair issues. There is a solution for every challenge. Renovation repair loans, like we talked about with G.I. Jerry, is one. There are also certain kinds of repairs that you can put in an escrow account and do later. Like if you order windows that aren't going to come in for 60 days, but you need to close in 30, there are ways we can still get you closed on your home and do all of that. And the answer is yes, yes, and yes. Connect with me at jogarner.com. Call me, text me, 901-482-0354. And we have Nick Sammons and we have Cameron Ruddle in the house from True Vine Renovations. And if you're thinking about, maybe you just have a repair, maybe you have a major renovation, how do we contact you, Nick?
Yeah, you can message us and find us on Facebook at True Vine HI.
All right, and we're going to talk some more with Nick and Cameron, and I'll be sharing another tip from the mortgage desk when we come back. Stay tuned. We'll see you guys back in just a moment.
iHeartRadio is the easy-to-use app for music and radio. Download the free iHeartRadio app today.
I'm Craig Jennings with Avalon Capital, Memphis, Tennessee, and you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. Now back to our host, Joe Garner.
All right, Million Dreams by Pink. Today on Real Estate Mortgage Shop, we're talking about your home renovation and your mortgage, the power of vision for a better life. I'm Joe Garner. I'm a mortgage officer. I would love to be on your mortgage journey if you're buying a home, maybe doing cash out to renovate a home, or maybe doing cash out to restructure and get rid of some of that double-digit credit card interest rate debt. You can connect with me at jogarner.com, jo@jogarner.com for the email. And in the house, we have Nick Sammons and we have Cameron Ruddle of True Vine Renovations. Nick, what is the best way to contact you guys?
Yeah, they can just fill out our form online at www.truevinerenovations.com.
And that's T-R-U-V-I-N-E.
Correct. Yeah, we're fancy like that.
Fancy, fancy, fancy. Okay, so we're talking about that vision for a better life, home renovation, and your mortgage. And we want to do something we like to do every week. Real estate tip of the week. And I believe Nick Sammons of True Vine Renovations, you have our real estate tip of the week.
Yes. So I just really want to reiterate again, the best tip that I can give you is to make sure that you find the right contractor who knows your motivations behind why. The one way you can do that with us, we have a 15 to 20 minute phone consultation where we are going to discuss the motive behind why you're doing your renovation, figure out what your true, how you want this thing to really feel, look like, how we can best help you, your timeline, all of those important things. We're going to talk about money as well. What is your project going to cost? And then we're going to go in and make sure everybody who's involved with the project is involved in that phone call, make sure that any husbands or wives or anything like that that need to be on the phone are. And then we're going to make sure that, you know, we tell you what happens next, what's happening on the next thing. So
awesome. Well, and I've got a tip too. If you're out there looking for homes and they just, the prices have gone up on what you really, really want, all the gadgets and the workshop and the, all the stuff that you want. And the price is just too high, payment's too high, move-in cost is too high. First of all, call me. We're going to explore some special loan products that will maybe fix that. So you can buy the house exactly the way you want it today. Or we can look at a house, you can look at a house that maybe doesn't have all the gadgets yet, but has the structure of the house and has the ability for you to add that later. Those are big wins at the closing table because you're still getting the house you want. You just have to build into it eventually, and you're getting it in the location you want. And while you own it, you're building value. Also, I've got clients who get big wins because they say, you know what, we're not going to buy that big, big house we want. We're going to buy a little house first, and in a couple of years, we're going to sell that house and use the money from the profit to launch into the bigger house. We call that a step-up house. Whatever you want, you can get it. Let's talk. Let's explore your best option. I'm Joe Garner, a mortgage officer, jogarner.com. We want to say thank you to our sponsors. Talk Shop is a networking group that equips with education, engages by offering networking opportunities, empowers with marketing tools and a supportive community. You can meet with Talk Shop every Wednesday, 9 o'clock Central at Concord Career College at the Clark Tower in Memphis, 5100 Poplar Avenue, first floor. You can go to talkshop.com. That's talk, S-H-O-P-P-E.com, and you can join the event virtually wherever you are. This Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024, 9 o'clock, we have Wellness of Working Past Retirement Age. Connie Horton, she's a business leadership consultant with Pena Elite Restaurant Group. And this is a health talk powered by Mary Lou Novak's Resource for Care, sponsored by Home Helpers, Home Care with a Heart, and hosted, of course, by Talk Shop. Talk Shop events are free thanks to sponsors like Peggy Lau of Club Secret. If the life you want includes first-class vacations with people you care about, Peggy Lau of Club Secret can show you how to get those first-class vacations at a bargain price. Contact Peggy Lau, 901-289-0747. Thank you to Talk Shop's sponsor, Vincent Demps of MasterCheck. That's MasterCheck.com. MasterCheck does investigations to protect your business from cyber criminals. MasterCheck can investigate insurance claim fraud and more. Contact Vincent Demps, 901-799-1003. Subscribe. You'll get Real Estate Mortgage Shop podcast, show notes, pictures, the whole works every week in your email box. Go to jogarner.com to subscribe. And Real Estate Mortgage Shop reminds you to make your plan. Let's work your plan. If the deal works for you today, let's do it today. I got a quick quote to leave us with today from Ben Francia, and it says, "The distance between your dreams and reality is called action."
Yeah, I love that, Joe. And really, this is super important to me because in the book of James, he talks about faith without works is dead. And none of what we do would be here if I didn't take action on what I felt the Lord was leading me to do, which was starting this company. And so that's something that I call our team to do. That's what I call other younger contractors to do. Take action in the direction that you feel like you're led to go.
Yes.
And then you can really create your own reality that way. It's amazing.
Yes, you can. Your dreams will begin to come to reality when you take those very focused action steps. I can say that's true too, Nick, for my own life. And I can tell you that many, many, many of my Hall of Fame mortgage clients over the years, I have seen that focused action that they take Maybe they don't buy the dream house today. Maybe they buy that step-up house, smaller house. Some of them will sell that house, take the profit, and buy their dream home for the life they want. And some of them keep that little house for rental income and keep that income going. They'll buy another house and another house. And I've seen people start from rags to riches, literally go from almost nothing to millionaires, multimillionaires. It works.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, it just... What happens is when people feel like they're in this victim mentality, right? And they feel like all this stuff is happening to me and not for me. And so when you start to realize that this stuff is happening for you, that you're meant to learn a lesson from the experience that you're getting, and you take action and use those experiences to help benefit your life, it can really change everything.
You're absolutely right. One of the biggest complaints is, well, house prices are going up and rents are too high. Let me tell you, this is an opportunity for you to take action, because today there's not as much competition as there was 3 years ago. You can buy the house you want, get it, and one day when the rates go down, if they do, we can refinance. At least you own the house. But you're listening to Real Estate Mortgage Shop. I am Joe Garner, your host. You can connect with me as your mortgage officer. I hope you do. I want to be on your journey. 901-482-0354, jogarner.com. Nick Sammons and Cameron Ruddle of Truvine, how do we contact you?
Yeah, thanks, Joe, for having us again. It's www.truvinerenovations.com.
We've loved hanging out with you this Saturday on Real Estate Mortgage Shop. We'll see you guys back next week.